Sorry.
Hi, baby.
I am going to try to ramble to you while it's fresh in my mind, because I just listened to yours, and I have to go pick my husband up, and I'm still not done at my clients, so I don't know if I'll be able to finish or not, but so really quickly about that girl, that is so sad, and I actually heard a really similar story. I think Caleb is like, my husband is like obsessed with those real crime shows, all of them. I hate watching them. I mean, yeah, some of the stories are interesting or whatever, but it's like, I am maybe not full blown. I don't know how much you are into. We never really went on to that, but I don't know how much you're into, like, or if you are at all, astrology and, you know, clairvoyant, psychic, anything like that. But I am super empathic. I don't know if I would say I'm like a full empath, but I think that I probably could be if I could, if I worked on it, like if I... you know, there's tons of things you can do to, like, open up your psychic channels, or, honestly, I think most people are capable of being psychic. I think most people, probably, are made, I think, just humans in general, like, most people are probably able to, you know, connect to the spirit world, or see ghosts, or... have some sort of psychic capabilities, but it's really just being able to open yourself up to them, to receive them, and noticing it and acknowledging it, you know, like a lot of people may have, may be kind of psychic and have premonitions and shit, but they don't even get it. They don't even notice. They think deja vu or something. You know what I'm saying? It's like their brain just isn't open to picking up those wavelengths. But so I feel like that is probably a gift or a curse as I look at it, that I could probably harness more of or learn to use more, but if I knew how to or wanted to. But either way, so it's really difficult for me to watch that shit. Like, I know it's hard for anyone to watch it, obviously, unless you're like a monster. But for me, it's uncomfortable because, or it's hard because it makes me very uncomfortable. And it's really hard for me to let it go. So, like, for example, this is really a weird one, but this was one that was really hard for me. Like, it really... I couldn't stop thinking about it. I couldn't stop reading about it. It was just really hard for me to spiritually just like let this one go. But I don't know if your wife or your kids are probably too young, but when Glee was on, the guy who played Puckerman, which was one of the football assholes who, you know, was best friends with the other white guy football player, and, you know, he was the one with the mohawk, whatever. Anyways, all this shit came out about him and child porn, like black web child porn kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Like the shit that people don't see, like the real like underline of what child pornography really is. And like it was like, I want to say it was even some stories about it being like infant and stuff. Anyway, so he got turned in by one of his girlfriends, I want to say. Either way, they went through all of his hard drives, laptops, whatever, and he got arrested and had this case, and he, while he was, like, out for sentencing or something like that, he ended up killing himself. He hung himself, and I don't know what it was about that story, but something about him killing himself, I just was obsessed with. once I heard it, once I saw that he did that, because I did watch the show, so you know how it is when you watch a TV show and then one of the actors dies. It's kind of weird. Actually, the main character, when he died of a drug overdose, it was the same thing. It was very hard for me to... I couldn't even watch the show for probably like a year, like reruns or anything, because that's all I could think about. And it was a really uncomfortable, heavy feeling that just like weighed on my soul that I just couldn't. It was too much. But for some reason, his in particular, I was like obsessed with. I saw the pictures of like where he hung himself. I saw the pictures of like his body in a bag on the gurney, like being rolled to the ambulance, which is not something I would normally look at because of how I am. But that's what I'm saying. When I get this like bug in my ear about these things, like I can't stop. And I just, for days, I just couldn't stop. And so that's why I don't like watching those shows, because if there's any story that for some reason really tugs at me empathically, or there's something weird about it, it just really gets all my like spiritual psychic shit going and makes me just ugh. It's kind of like the way I felt the first time I watched Requiem for a Dream. If you've ever seen that, I'm sure that you have. Hold on, I need to look at the time. How long have I been waiting? 6, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2. Oh God, it's been 30 minutes. He's gonna fucking kill me. I have to go. Oh, fuck. The first time I watched that was when I was much younger, so I didn't know what I was feeling, but I just knew it made me super uncomfortable. And it gave me the pukey feeling. So, I don't know if I've told you this, but when I say pukey feeling, what I'm talking about is when I was a child, I had this reoccurring nightmare that this man tied me up to a chair in a basement, and he had this little vial, and he would get kind of like Ipecac. It wasn't Ipecac, but kind of like that. He would give me this medicine, or he had this little glass vial. He would make me drink it, and it would make me throw up. I don't have any idea where that came from. I have no idea why I would have such a crazy, strange dream like that as a child, why it would be a recurring dream, but I did. And that feeling I had in the dream, that pukey feeling, that is like for my entire life a feeling that I still get. And that is when I get that feeling, that ugh, pukey feeling. I get it from people sometimes too, where it's so overwhelming, like I can't be in the room with them. So yeah, that shit is just, it's a lot. And but I saw this, sorry, I just got off on a total tangent. So anyways, he watches all that shit, and there was this thing on one time I saw, it was very similar to that, where this girl, it had been done to her, and then she ended up, when she was older, she did the exact same thing to another child, a girl probably around the same age as she was when it happened to her. And that's actually really, really common, and it's so weird because you wouldn't think it would be that way. What is that? Is that a scrap? Okay. Hold on one second. Oh, fuck me. I just cleaned this. Damn it. Damn it. Okay, I'm so sorry. I had a little extra time because my client is out of town. That was like one of the things she told me in my little note she left me was, I won't be back till much later. Take your time today. And then gave me my Christmas bonus and the check, which was amazing. I totally forgot about that because I really, with everything going on, forgot it was even about to be Christmas. So, I was not even thinking about that, and that was like a really nice surprise. But anyway, it's like I'm normally supposed to be done and out of here by 6, so it's like it's already 7. Now I have to go get him, come back, and I'm not done yet. Now I'm worried because I'm not sure what time she's going to be back, and I'm kind of freaking out a little bit because I just was really dragging today, and I still have to do her master bathroom and bedroom. I mean, her bed's stripped. I mostly just have to vacuum in there, but... And, yeah, so I'm just freaking out a little bit. But anyway, God, I just keep rambling about nothing. I'm so sorry. But yeah, it's crazy because psychologically, I never have understood that. It just doesn't make sense, you know, why they do that. Especially if they got out, like that girl, where she knew it was wrong. You know, it wasn't like she accepted it and had become, you know, complacent. It's just so strange to me. It's such a strange thing. But yeah, that's the sad truth of the matter is that mental health in the United States is just, I don't want to get all political or anything, but it's a goddamn disgrace. Like, it's just so sad because most of these people will end up back in the system in one way or the other. And unfortunately, it's the same with drugs and drug addicts, which is a really big trigger for me. Like, I cannot stand that the first... instinct is to ruin someone's life for a mistake involving drugs forever instead of getting them help. You know, like, it's a disease. Like, and I'm the first one to call bullshit, but, you know, it is. And, you know, yeah, I get it when someone's like, you know, they're never gonna take any help. They're never gonna... Shit, the thing's broken. I forgot. Fuck. They're never going to get better. But to not even have a chance to try is insane to me. Like, for any kind of drug-related thing where someone's an addict, that should never be the first idea to throw them in jail, in prison, so that they can stay hooked on drugs and then come out and be more jaded and pissed and then just end up back there. It's crazy. Why would you have state facilities that actually give a shit? Or, you know, rehabs that people can actually afford. Like these people are... This isn't going to work. I don't even know why I'm... Oh, it's working now. Okay. That's weird. 1, 2, 1, 2. But it's like, you know, these rehabs are so expensive. And they're like, why... Who in the world? Is that not the code? I'm so sorry. Hold on. Fuck. What is it? What is it? No, that isn't. Okay, I'm gonna have to just pause this and continue in a sec. I'm sorry, honey. God, these motherfuckers. Hope all of you fucking eat a fucking cock for dinner. You stupid motherfuckers. God, just go ahead. Just so fucking rude. I didn't say you could just go all the way across, you stupid idiot. Ah! Like, this lane I'm in and just was turning into a turn only as I was kind of approaching the stoplight. I knew it was going, and these motherfuckers would not just lightly slow down for literally a second so that I could just get over and not be stuck in the wrong lane. It's unbelievable to me. Like, these people are just so fucking rude. Like, you've never got stuck at a light, you never got stuck in a turn only lane, really? Because I'm pretty sure you have. Shit, where's that gas station? Did I pass it? Oh my God, I can barely see. The road is so bad because of the rain. think the headlight's out, so I need to pull over. Oh my god, I cannot. And it's like, especially around here, that's like a very common thing. Like, there's a lot of lights that do that, where they just all of a sudden turn into turn only. And like, it's just so rude to me. Like, I know that's happened to them. Like, don't be dicks. Just let me over. It's raining. Like, are you serious? Yeah, it's definitely out because, like, I can't even fucking see the road right now. And I actually feel really badly because I know he needs to be picked up. And, well, we both know that I have no concept of time. And I just wanted to finish up this little bit that I was doing before I left. And then I was rambling to you. And I got just totally lost track of time. So, I mean, really, it's kind of your fault. Just kidding. But, yeah, so... And then, whenever I got there or was going to leave, finally, I'm like, fuck, I need to go... Which hadn't been too bad, but bad enough. The fucking... Oh, fuck. Damn it. Really? Can I cut through? Thank you. Oh, God, no. No, I forgot how bad this is. Oh, my God. I can't even see. Sorry, this is like the most ridiculous incline and I forgot all about it and now I don't know how I'm gonna get back out. Okay, I thought I could drive and leave this, but like I'm like super ADD right now and I cannot fucking get my mind to chill out. Okay, I'm gonna have to finish this later. I'm sorry. Love.